Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and this is a place to come when you don't know who else to talk to. You know that I'll be fair, that I don't have an axe to grind with you, that I'm not going to tell anybody. It's free. Of course, the only minor complication is that you're going to be on the air, because otherwise my liability insurance doesn't cover us, not to mention that I would have no career. So that's, you know, what can I tell you? All right, so 855-99-DR-JOY. As I mentioned, if you're a little bit shy about calling, this may be a great time to do that, just because whenever there is a disruption in people's schedule is when the things get a little quieter around here, just because people aren't around. So there you go. 855-99-DR-JOY. We were talking about a new law that was enacted in China yesterday that said basically you gotta go visit your folks. And it's not only talking about visiting, it's also talking about emotional support, financial support, emotional support, the whole thing. So we were asking people what they were feeling about social legislation, that if something that they were going to be in charge of, what could they do? So people on Facebook have said, let's see, what I'm trying to think if there's sort of a dominant theme. I don't think they're actually
not yet.
Not yet. All right, we haven't done enough, is what you're telling me. All right, I get your hint. Away from the phone, Joy. All right, so what else?
Okay, Ruth says, do we need laws for social behavior? I think that might
apparently
be awesome. Yeah.
Apparently. That's a good question, Ruth.
Yeah,
I mean,
she says,
ask the Chinese. Can 4 billion people be wrong?
I think that might be crossing a dangerous line, she says.
We're kidding. But, I mean, I hear we're really not. Although the Chinese have crossed it, so.
You know, it really did surprise me, because one of the things I always thought about Asian culture, and I think they mention it in this article,
yeah,
is their respect for the elderly.
Yeah.
You know, always kind of was.
Well, the scary thing is, I think your point is well taken, that if it was going to come out of any place,
you'd stick with the present and move to the future. Somebody's always got to take a shot. Well, this person, why did it take so long? Get them on the list and praise them and love them and acknowledge we have a lot of great Americans.
Can't please them all the time, Dudley.
All right, so praise on one hand and a pox on the House of Bell.
Uh-oh.
Here's the latest. How many people remember the story from about a month ago when the city, I guess it's a city, it's not a town. It's
Bell, California?
35,000 people live in Bell, California. And they're now, after it was revealed that these people were doing the baddie, the police chief, for example, makes $758,000 a year. All right? And just in comparison, the police chief in Los Angeles, 10,000 police officers, he makes $350,000. In Bell, California, where there are 35,000 people and about 85 police, does that give you a little comparative as to what was going on? Yeah, a little perspective. City manager, $800,000. Now, apparently, when at first, when you heard these stories, okay, these guys resigned and they went away, not so fast.
Yeah, they should be in jail.
Says the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office.
Yep.
They have now either arrested these people. There's a guy named Victor Bello, who is one of the former city officials.
Perpetrators.
Who, he had, the cases are all brought. And the focus is public corruption. How many communities, 800-510-8255, how many communities do you know, maybe the one you live in, where there are abuses, not necessarily of this type, but there are all kinds of other abuses?
But let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich, you may ask a question.
Who says it's abuse? What is the definition? Who did they?
The law says
no,
it's abuse. Well, here's
law.
The trail. Let me tell the rest of some of the rest
did
of the story.
Did you see the emails, Doug?
Yeah, I'm looking at the emails right
part.
Now. Okay. Yeah,
but
the emails.
Just so we understand, doesn't the city council have to vote on all of this?
Yes.
So if the whole city council voted on it, didn't they follow the law?
Well, it turns out the whole city council didn't vote on it. Here's the story, and we go back to 2009. which is when they hired the new police chief.
All right, fill me in.
There are the emails back and forth, which have now become public information. Here is the city's number two guy writing, quote, "I'm looking forward to seeing you and taking all of Bell's money." This is in an email. This is Randy Adams, who's the assistant city manager. He writes this to the guy who's going to get the job, and he says, "I want to take my liberty and the pursuit of happiness." So let's think about where we are 237 years later. We are, as a country, working through those rights. Look around. The founders prepared to shake up the world in that room in Philadelphia. You know how hot it was on July 4th, 1776?
In Boston.
Hot in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Were you sweating?
I know, I wasn't around.
Oh. Oh,
I may have been. It may have been me in a past life, actually.
Well, it's just you were so sure of the weather. I just thought you were there.
Because that's part of the description. Mm. There's a story, and there's always a story behind the story. The story of what the men were wearing, what their families were about, what they were doing, where in Philadelphia took place. It was very hot in Philadelphia that day because there was no breeze, according to those who were writing notes. The heavy curtains were drawn to keep the discussions away from passersby. So, under the circumstances, let's just think about what they did and what we're doing as a result of what they did this 4th of July weekend. I think that there's a lot
of
stuff.
What would they say today if they saw what we were doing?
I would think they'd be pretty disgusted, frankly, at a number of the things. They'd be trying to work out some of the stuff so that it could get fixed, because that was what they were about. You think these guys all agreed on that stuff? They didn't agree. The slave guys versus the non-slave guys, and how that was all worked out, that was tough stuff. It really was. So I'm asking you to think about the 4th of July, not just as a picnic, not just as a day off, but really and truly as a day that's very important in our annual calendar. And here is what, you know, we sort of separate the celebration of our country and its founding on one hand, and then we have fireworks and barbecues and all the other things on the other hand. Here's a radio guy named Bob Murray who talked to Dr. Jason Keg about the huge number of people who will wind up in the hospital over the next couple of days because of firework-related accidents.
Blow off a
approximately how many people this time of year are treated in emergency rooms for fireworks-related injuries?
If you look at just nationwide, it's in the thousands. Just within the state, we usually have a couple hundred, depending upon how dense the area is. But it's a pretty significant number, especially for a very short period of time, because it's the days around the 4th and pretty much the entire week, days before and days after.
I lived here in Illinois almost my entire life. I know when I was a kid that it was illegal to have fireworks in Illinois, and it still is. But we always look forward to having sparklers. But now we're told that sparklers are really dangerous because they're so hot. 1,200 degrees is what that tip is when you have a sparkler in your hand.
Actually, probably even more than that, depending upon how long it's been burning. Just to give you a frame of reference, those actually burn hotter than it takes to burn wood, and sometimes even hotter than it takes to melt glass. So they are indeed very hot.
What should a person do, especially a parent, and their child is burned by a sparkler or somebody in the neighborhood has some fireworks, firecrackers, and they're injured? Should you take them to the emergency room as soon as possible, or should you do something before you leave where you are?
Actually, both. If it is any type of burn, the first is, of course, safety first, you know, making sure that you're removing whoever it is, be it the adult or the child, from the source of the heat. And, yeah, the perfect example would be to find medical care as quickly as you can, be that your closest emergency department, even if it's a kind of intermediate care facility. The short answer is seek medical care as quickly as you can.
All right. So it's a universal problem, it seems. And for those who just are foolish, that want to, I'm always reminded, and this is the best example I can come up with, of a situation that occurred here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. We can probably all come up with one. Roberta, you on Long Island. Jennifer, you in L.A. Kenny, you down in San Diego or in South Carolina where you grew up. I'm appalled by the abuse of this. I mean, I just think it's horrible for dogs and pets in general. Excuse me, but I remember this fellow was a firefighter. His name was Alan something or other. He lived on the shore, the beach of one of the lakes here in Framingham, Lake Washakum. And he invited every year a number of people over. He was a firefighter. A number of people to his house. And this particular 4th of July, there were about 100 people, family, friends, that had come to his house. It was 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And they decided they, for whatever reason, they were going to wait till dark. They were going to send up some firecrackers now. So he brought his children over, and children, some of the other children, and look at kids, look at all of these fireworks. Look at how much fun they are. So he proceeded to light off a couple of the smaller ones, and the kids.
I just feel like someone's going to lose an eye.
Oh boy!
Worse than that. So this guy, then they play with it for a while. I put him down. And as it's getting dark, an hour or two later, he goes back to the big pile of these, all of the sort of trinkets that he has there. Now, he's bought these illegally. He's a fireman, and the yard is full of firemen and policemen, who are all his friends and neighbors. So there's a tubular, some kind of a tubular, I don't know which one, with a sparkler, whatever it is. Most of them, I guess, have some tubular route. You light off the end of it, and it blows the stuff out of the tube. So he lights the end of this tube, and it gets to the point where it's supposed to let it go, and it doesn't go. So this idiot, in front of his two children, picks up the tube and looks down the barrel of the tube.
Oh, bad move.
4 seconds later, he's dead. His head is blown off.
Oh my God.
Now,
this is a true story, really.
This is a true story, really.
When did this happen?
This happened 10 years or so ago here in Framingham. Yeah. And so the fact that people think these are... some of the kids on the farm wanted me to get fireworks for the farm for the 4th of July. I said, I'm not having fireworks. I scare the hell out of the animals, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, they're dangerous. Number three, you can't figure out some other way to enjoy the day without having to have fireworks like everybody else does? No. I said no. And I said no and slammed the door on no. Oftentimes people try to get me to change my mind about stuff, but no. And so I think that's my attitude toward the whole idea of having firecrackers and stuff on the 4th of July. I just think
crazy.
That it's so dangerous and so crazy, it ought to be avoided at all costs. That's just my way of looking at it. You're welcome to express yours, 888-302.
Oh, humbug.
3684. Right, Christmas in July, as it were. How'd you like to have the brightest, whitest smile in just a few minutes? Of course you'd do it if you had the opportunity. So now I'm going to give you the opportunity to get power swabs, that clinically proven teeth whitener that takes 5 minutes and improves the look of your teeth by 2 shades of white. The secret is a tooth detergent made from coconut oil. It was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger. It lifts the stains off your teeth. So easy to use. No strips, no trays, no sandpaper in the toothpaste. You have to work on the swab, which is a cotton swab. All the ingredients in this little tube. You put it on your teeth.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Good day. That's Maroon 5. You want to see them this summer?
I've seen them.
Really? And did you like
them? Already. Yeah,
yeah,
he does a really good show.
Why is it the minute tickets go on sale, when you go online, have your credit card ready,
they sell out?
You can't find tickets. Yeah. You're shut out.
Usually, tell you how many times that's happened.
Usually, I, for whatever reason, I'm privy to pre-sale, so I'm usually able to get tickets. But I'll tell you which one has been hard for me to get a ticket for this year is Luke Bryan.
Really? I don't
even know
who
he
is.
Bryan?
Oh, he's a good country singer.
That's why we don't know him.
We don't know him.
You should.
Yeah.
Acquaint yourself.
I don't want it.
I also saw Pink in concert, too, over this year. Not to
right,
show
let's
up.
Pull back the curtain so you'll know what's really going on, who's getting these seats. The hot tickets in town, from Pink to One Direction to Maroon 5. The dream would be that you could get him to see some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
This lady went to a website. She was told at 10 o'clock the tickets would be on sale.
Yeah, the Ticketmaster.
So she pressed best available.
Or Ticketmasher, as I call them.
And then it said on the screen, no tickets, sorry, no tickets
right,
available.
Right, and it's like, you know, 10:01.
Right,
it's going on sale at 10. And you go, how is this possible?
So the folks at the Fan Freedom Project, which is a fans' rights group, it's actually funded by StubHub. What he found out, it's pretty stunning, actually. By the time tickets officially go on sale, most may already be unavailable. A huge percentage of these tickets will have already been sold before you have a chance to see. It's kind of like stock. All the good stock is taken by all the big banks before you have a chance to get in on it at all. So who is getting them? They are going to the high-end credit card holders who get the email 3 days before you the concert is going on sale.
Yep.
They're giving them to the fan club, and many of them go to the artist who wants to make sure that his friends or her friends get them. And the number for many of these concerts, staggering. For a One Direction show in New Jersey, 64% of the tickets were held back or sold to special groups, unavailable to anybody else.
That stinks.
Well, listen,
so
for Justin Bieber, for a concert in Fresno, it was 92% of the tickets went to special groups who were held back. So out of the 12,000 seats, fewer than 1,000 were available for the general public. And the nasty little secret is, too, is that some of these artists, they're figuring, well, why should, like, other people buy the tickets and put them on StubHub and they sell for $2, $3, $4, five times the amount. They said, we're going to do that. So some artists actually hold back the tickets and, you know, underhandedly put them on StubHub and these ticket reseller places themselves.
Mm. It's
bad.
Yeah.
Bad people.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful because sometimes, and Ticketmaster was doing this for a while.
Really?
Ticketmaster would actually, you'd enter a ticket and they would send you directly to StubHub. Instead of saying no tickets available, they'd send you directly to StubHub.
Mm-hmm. I bought tickets to the Red Sox game we went to a month or so
StubHub
ago.
Is great.
At StubHub. Still cost you $240.
You're paying over price. That's why, you know, everybody says, why do you love Bruce Springsteen so much? Because I don't even bother for tickets on the on sale date because they do something called ticket drops. And, you know, throughout, you know, between the time they go on sale and the performance, the actual performance date, tickets are kind of sprinkled, dropped at various times so that the scalpers can't get their hands on it. And there's always tickets day of. Bruce holds back a whole bunch of tickets. And if you go there early and you get in line, you'll get into the show.
That's it.
To try to circumvent this whole, scam that surrounds tickets. In fact, I think 2-3 years ago, there was a whole lawsuit by the fans of Springsteen against Ticketmaster. Yep.
All right. Well, you heard the word here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Don't get your hopes up too high. 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotel.
Oops. Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Boy.
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale on now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak. Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools? I've got tons of Craftsman. Everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. A neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit one. Valid at participating stores. June 1st only.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
After the hour on the Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013, Doug Steffen Good Day program. A different approach to the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, in that I'm trying to give you a summary in each, usually 3 or 4 minutes at the beginning of each half hour, on 2 or 3 or 4 of the items that people are talking about. And then I want you to, with us, sort of take to your thoughts and open your mind and think, how do I really feel about that? And your expressions can be shared at 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Plus, Ken is monitoring the social media. Your important connections to us through Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. So what's there, whether it be about Mr. Zimmerman or Mr. Snowden or any of the other things that are a part of our passion, Richie and people have good thoughts for him. What do we have that we want to summarize, Kenny?
Helen says that the Snowden thing is ridiculous. The U.S. needs to stop threatening the world.
Hmm.
And on the other hand, Greg says the net around Snowden is getting tighter, and rightfully so. If he believes he broke no law and that what he did was correct, he should come here and face up to what he did.
I don't think he thinks, I don't know that he talks much about the law. I don't think he understands it. I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong. And perhaps that's, is it the law or is it morality? Is it ethics? Okay, how moral is it for the government to be spying on its citizens? What kind of ethics does that take? Bringing that stuff into question seems, doesn't make him a hero. It just makes him, he's a utility. And that's really where, for me, he's just a means to an end. He's meaningless in terms of the overall, the future of the country and all that other stuff. I think it's interesting to compare him, as some people have, to Bradley Manning. I don't know if you've paid attention to that story, the trial, and how many people are at the site of the... Have you seen these, the video, seen these stories about what's taking place outside the... I think he's being held in Quantico, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he? Somewhere in that... I think it's pretty close to Washington. And he's been there, holed up. He's been in jail, and they've just not prosecuted him. He's just sitting there rotting in jail. Mm-hmm. How do you get a... I mean, where are the good lawyers here? How is this kid just sitting in jail doing nothing and at the behest of the government? We're going to fix you. We're just going to leave you there.
Well, that's what the government's doing, probably regardless. Yeah. I mean, they're putting up so much legal red tape. I'm sure even if he had a great legal team, he'd have trouble.
Well, but that's your tax dollar and my tax dollar going to go after someone that most of us think ought not to be. I mean, at the end of the day, what happened? People say, well, he endangered U.S. agents. Really? That kind of goes back to the damage that was done by releasing all these NSA documents. How is it that anything has been damaged? Or show us specifically, like they tried to with the NSA, okay, this, and this was thwarted because of us getting at the records, these NSA surveillance tapes, videos, audio, email, whatever it is. All right, so you gave us a couple of examples. Is it worth all of what it's taken from us? I don't know that I've been abridged. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know he's going to find out much by reading my email other than, you know, what's going on in my business or my personal life. Not that it's anybody's business. And it isn't that I have anything to hide or don't have anything to hide. It's just nobody's business what I'm doing. It's no more my business. I don't know what Jennifer's doing in her private life unless she wants to tell me. She can tell me.
Yeah, Michael's got his camera on. He knows.
But you know what I'm saying? Who cares? Why is it your business, and that's what it becomes, for the government's business, to sniff around in what I'm doing? Mind your own business. Get the hell out of my life.
No, I agree with you. When you first started talking about this, I used to think, well, who cares? I used to be kind of of that school of thought. Yeah. Who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong anyway. If they want to look, that's fine. And to a point, if they think I'm in trouble for something, I give them every right to come in and take a look around because I am doing that thing wrong, and they can check that out. But when it got to the point where our cell phone calls are being recorded and everything is being tracked, I mean, we already know our online presence is being tracked, it does get scary because that's not what's the point of living in this country or following by the rules of our Constitution, we're not going to live by them. Well, and that's what's really scary. What's next? If we start to accept this, then what's next down the road?
Well, you accept because of the drivel that comes from these politicians and bureaucrats who say we're doing it. It's burned. It's etched in my mind. Meredith had a great line once when we were talking about something that was close and near and dear. She said what I had said was etched in her heart. So I'm thinking about what was etched in my mind the day I was at the TSA. I mean, I've had run-ins with the TSA pretty consistently because my attitude isn't great when I'm with them. I kind of keep my mouth shut now because I know how to work the system. I know how to get through in 3 or 4 minutes, and so it's done over. Why stress yourself? But I can remember, and I'm going to describe her this way because it's the best way to describe her. This overweight black woman who was probably 29, 30 years of age, who had the most attitude of any human being I think I had run into in a long, long time. And she was just, that attitude was oozing out of her system. And so she was going to, I don't even remember. I went through the x-ray machine, and they had me go back again, and I think there was a quarter in my pocket. Who? Something silly like that.
Is that a quarter in your pocket?
Yeah, right, yeah. And so from that, this whole thing, I took the quarter out and I put it in the tray, and it didn't come out the other side. So I said, where's my quarter?
This isn't a collection play, buddy.
Yeah, right, exactly. You didn't put a quarter in there. And I looked at her, I said, yeah, I did put a quarter in there. Well, where is it then? I said, yes, that's the question.
It's like a magic trick.
Murray's going to make it disappear. Yeah. So, we've heard the story of my phone being taken out of my bag and what happened with the TSA experience I had there. So, and the circumstance that existed, I'm looking at her and I said, I want my quarter. She says, you don't have a quarter. You didn't put a quarter in the thing. So I was really getting testy with her, and I said, you people are just a miserable excuse.
Wait, you said you people?
I did say you
people. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's amazing you didn't get smacked.
Well, and then she looked at me and she said, it's for your protection that we're doing this. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? You are so full of it. This isn't for my protection at all. And if you're too young or naive to understand this isn't for my protection, then I'm sorry for you. But under the circumstances, all this is harassment. Listen to you. Watch you. Get your act. You're all about, you're loving this because you've got power. You took a quarter from me. How do you feel about that? And she was so flustered, she didn't know what to say. So she repeated the line again. We're doing this for your protection. And so anyway, we sort of become prisoners of our own thoughts when it comes to stuff like that. And so if anything, I was talking the last half hour about the death of Edgar, my best and great friend who was on the farm with me for 14 years, a year ago today, he died. And so I'm thinking about what I've encountered for problems in the past year, how what he taught me has brought me to the point of overcoming a lot of them, and then thinking just in essence, I guess, of how it's like to live outside the box. Do you stay inside of you and who you are, or do you get out of who you are and display some courage? Because the courage is what gives you the power to face all of the difficulties you have. And it comes from the reserves of your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. And what's more powerful than that? Do you give other people the power over you, or do you have your own power? And that maybe is something to think about in terms of America. We were the best example. We celebrate tomorrow what we were the best at up to the time when we declared our liberty and independence. We were the best of any group of people in the world that had done that to that point. And for a long time after that, we got better at it. We got stronger. And then somehow or other, things got corrupted and co-opted. And so what was courage in the face of real danger that became our reason for getting into World War II, and even there was some corruption in that, because Roosevelt, we all know, wasn't clean. There's a lot of stuff that went on. But it still needed to be done, and we were the ones to do it. And then after that, we sort of started to fall apart, whether we began to believe our own press or whatever it was. In the 50s, we went out, you know, looking for oil and doing all of the stuff that when you turn the table around now, you understand why people are as upset. Let me just give you an example of something that happened on this date in 1988. See if you remember this. When President Reagan issued a statement to the world, it was an apology to the Iranian people. He said, quote, "I am saddened to report that it appears that in a defensive action by the USS Vincennes in the Persian Gulf, an Iranian airliner was shot down over the Straits of Hormuz. We greatly regret any loss of life. 290 people had died on that plane. It was an Airbus, and somebody on the Vincennes mistook it for an F-14 fighter plane, a hostile F-14. So it was shot down. And it. So I say this, even though it was a mistake, what it did for, from that point to recently with the Iranian people, was make us the baddest of the bad, the most horrible creatures. And that stuff gets played up. And anybody, it wouldn't have made a difference whether it was us or what had happened before when the Dutch and the English and the French were all into this expansion imperialistic mode. They were more formal about it than were we, because most of our stuff was all about and still continues to be about oil. And so we have enemies that we, have created, in a sense, with the help of, people like Ahmadinejad in Iran, who, is an absurd puppet. But yet there's traction there. And then there's a story that goes with it. And then we hear all of this stuff. So how many of us have studied this? Do you know, did you remember, Jennifer and Kenny, that this happened to you? I when I saw this, I had forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are countless examples of these sorts of things happening in the name of us and our business partners, who are American companies. Not saying it's bad, but there are ways of doing it. It's kind of like, when you have an argument with your spouse, there are ways of handling it. the right way and the wrong way. And this is the same thing, all right? So Reagan handled that very well. But the people were already pissed anyway because of other things that we'd done in the Persian Gulf in other countries that were over there that came about before Reagan was president. When LBJ was president, this country went really into the tank. It started going down, but Kennedy, you know, you all wonder what would have happened if Kennedy had lived.
Mm-hmm.
And subject of speculation. In my lifetime, there have been three really horrible presidents. LBJ was the first, Bush was the second, Obama the third. And you know what? And they all have the same thing in common. Think about what happened when LBJ was president in Vietnam, right? And people say, well, what about George Bush in Iraq and Saddam Hussein? That was done because it needed to be done. He was right. They were right about that. They did that. And that was, it may have been, I don't know, I mean, you can argue about why we didn't finish it, but then Bush in getting involved in Iraq was completely inappropriate, and Obama staying in Afghanistan completely inappropriate, but yet we stay there.
So what do you think the reason is? Because Obama said he was going to pull everybody out so quickly. What's the reason then? There's do you think they know something that we don't?
Well, that's back to him being the Manchurian candidate and how it is that he's a puppet. More so, Bush was a puppet. LBJ was a puppet in a sense, but he was different. I mean, he's just, his motivation wasn't good. And an individual, he was just not. He wasn't a good, solid, moral, ethical guy. Bush, I don't know about. I'm now looking upon Bush as a different sort of creature or character now that he's gone. I don't say he was any better than I ever said he was, but he sort of has, at least as far as his critics are concerned, he sort of turned the tide on him by just saying, I'm not interested. Everybody's always trying to goad him into saying he did his thing. He got what he was going to get out of being president. And who knows what that means? What does that mean? Is he be a much wealthier guy because of it, because of some business connections of people that he helped? I don't know. His father became extraordinarily wealthy because of his connection to Carlucci, and that what's the name of the fund? Begins with a C. Anybody remember, Kenny? Do you remember the name? Is the Carlyle Fund? No, it wasn't Carlyle. Yeah, it is the Carlyle Fund. I'm pretty sure that's it. And Carlucci, who was secretary of something or other when Daddy Bush was president, created all these relationships with people around the world, and it all turned into a big payday for all of them. They've all made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because of the influence, of the peddling of influence. Bill Clinton did the same thing. Bill Clinton was broke when he got out of the presidency. He's worth $180 million today. Why is that? You think it happened by accident? What do you think is going to happen to Obama when he gets out? That's what I'm saying. We're all kind of played here, and you get your passions up. Oh, this guy is the godlike. These foolish people at Newsmax who write these ridiculous articles every month, and they have people who believe every word that comes out of their mouths, and it's all the same. You're all getting played. It's the same stuff. And maybe makes you feel better. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. But they don't have no beliefs. Those people are all in it to make money.
Okay, I know today's been a tough day for you, but ding, 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 ding.
All right, anyway. So.
But where's my buzzer?
I made my point.
You
I
did?
I hope I made
yes.
my point. And now the point is it's 10 before the hour, and good day.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how.
Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the familiar songs or sounds, they come from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show, which airs on hundreds of radio stations around the country every weekend. It's a tribute to dogs and cats, your pets, to big animals, to small animals. So Warren will be here after we have a word or two. By the way, Hugs and Kisses, the product line that he has produced, is very cool. Vitamins, minerals, that's specially formulated for your dogs and for your cats. You can find out more about that at either WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. We'll be back with a hug and a kiss for Warren in a moment here on Good Day.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-239-2754. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754.
Warren Eckstein is here on Good Day. He's blogging this week about how to keep your pets safe over the 4th of July. Every year amazes me that people are this stupid, but they apparently are. Warren, dogs and cats, especially dogs, get terrified of the noise that comes. I know Charlotte, I know we have, even if they're at a distance, the one thing that's good about her losing some of her hearing is that she won't be able to hear the stuff that's fairly close in. And this is something horrible for animals. So do people just ignore it? What do they do? What do you advise people who are concerned about their pets on the 4th of July to do?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you brought up Charlotte and the fact that she's losing a hearing, but it's not the hearing that's just the major problem. It's also the changes in barometric pressure. They feel all of that. Dogs are really in tune, as are cats, with the environment. So they feel the changes, not just the noise. They know the storm before it comes. Mm-hmm. Here's what I recommend that people do. First of all, with my own dogs, as soon as a dog comes into my house, and usually my dogs come in as strays, they're older, I try to desensitize them to the noises. For example, when I bought my motorcycle, I made a recording of the Harley, and I played it at a low volume to the dogs. And increased it gradually as they were getting positive attention, they no longer fear the sound of the motorcycle starting up. Yeah. Now you can actually go online and you can download the sound of a thunderstorm. And what I suggest doing is during the year, when you're sitting around at night watching TV or hanging out, play it at a low volume, barely audible, and over a period of weeks, increase it gradually. Here's the term. It's called counter conditioning. You take what your dog is afraid of or your cat is afraid of, and you turn that into a positive thing over a gradual period of time. That's one way of doing it.
But for right now, the immune enhancement system, you introduce a little bit of the bad bug into your system and you build up an immunity to it.
Exactly.
Genius, Warren.
I am sometimes. But the other let me adjust my halo. The other thing we have to take into consideration also is the concept that the dogs are going to be scared. Find a quiet, safe room in the house with their own blankie, their own toys. Turn the radio or TV on as loud a volume as you possibly can. And don't leave your dog alone. Stay with them on the 4th of July because more dogs get lost on the 4th of July than any other day of the year.
Yep. And so, and they just run and hide. That's what happens.
They panic. That's why it's important to desensitize them. Whatever the sound may be, you know, with firecrackers on the 4th of July, thunderstorms, you can download. In other words, when people call me now and they're having a baby, on my website, you can actually download every sound a baby can make to get your dog or cat used to that sound. Desensitizing, it really works.
We were talking about my foray into the Blue Star Aquaculture farm here in Massachusetts. It's a sanctuary for horses. And I was thinking, as because you're interested in large animals as well as small animals, about sanctuaries for dogs. And we know that there are, or pets in general, we know that there are places like the ASPCA, and there are these places where you bring dogs. And but is there, does that word sanctuary ever come together with dogs that may have needed special treatment, almost like, hospice for dogs.
Yeah, there are now hospices opening up all over the country for dogs and cats. It's something that is relatively new. It's been around for a few years, but now it's getting the information out there to the public. I think it's a great idea. I think it's important because there are certain dogs that want to live out their life and they just don't have anywhere to live, at least they can live it out with the dignity and quality of life they deserve. I think it's a good idea. I think what's happening, Doug, is finally people are taking animals a little more serious, whether it be dogs, cats, horse rescues. There are actually horse hospices out there as well, so things are happening in a good way.
Yeah, it is. It's important, though. Heed Warren's words to the wise about the 4th of July, all that noise and things. Why would you want to scare your best friend? Warren Eckstein, who is my best friend when it comes to animals.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.